T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elise is star. Elise is star.
Hi guys, it's Elisa Starr, my thought of the day, and I am going to talk today about the Portland riots that happened over the weekend. Today is August 24th, 2021, and here's what happened. Okay, so I'm taking this from a couple of different stories from the Oregon OPB paper, as well as K2 News in Portland. Okay, so here's the deal. So, in June, Portland Bureau's rapid response team abruptly quit because they were told to start using less than lethal projectiles, that they weren't allowed to gas protesters anymore. Up until that time, they had gassed downtown every night for 100 nights in a row, off and on. They would continue. I mean, this last year, they were able to just spray and beat protesters as often as they wanted to, but the mayor tried a couple of times. This was like the second or third time that the mayor was like, okay, you guys really have to stop gassing people and you have to stop beating them. And so the rapid response team, which is the thugs, you know, with the sniper rifles and the Star Troopers gear. Anyway, they quit because they were butt hurt because they couldn't beat up on randos. So because of that, Portland police won't send their police officers into a fight or a dangerous situation until it's over. It reminds me, 20 years ago, I was in Ireland, and back then, I think it's changed now, but Irish, they're called the guards in Ireland instead of the police. Irish guards didn't carry weapons, so they never came to the scene of a fight. If something was going down, if somebody had a gun, if somebody was threatening a bunch of people at a party, they would wait for an hour, and then they'd show up, and they'd take all the names. That's it. They would just fill out the report. And I guess Portland police are following suit. So they didn't show up to this fight that Proud Boys had planned and made really public, because if they don't make it public, if they don't say, we're going to be at this place at this time, nobody shows up to fight them and they look dumb, right? So they had to tell the Antifa where the fight was going to be held so they could have it. Okay, so the cops knew that something was going down. They didn't know where. Usually it's downtown. This time it was on the east side. Now, I used to live on the east side 10 years ago. This isn't like where I lived. I lived east side, but I lived like close enough to downtown to get downtown, which is destroyed. Downtown Portland has been destroyed by all of the police and protesters. They've been fighting down there for a year and a half. So this is like deep in the East neighborhood. This is deep into, this is where a lot of the Non-white communities had been pushed out to in Portland because unless you were white, you weren't allowed in downtown Portland until, like, I want to say the 60s or 70s, but it's still a very white area. You still see people getting off the bus, people of color, because there's still an invisible line on Broadway that people of color just don't cross because there's no jobs for them downtown. Now that it's a little bit of a war zone, that's not as big of a deal. But when I lived in Portland, downtown was where all the good jobs were. So it had a real impact. But the thing is this neighborhood, 122nd East Portland, that is an enclave. That is not, you know, in my head, I'm thinking that it's maybe like a Vietnamese or a Chinese neighborhood. That's where all of the different ethnic groups were pushed from away from any like really good like business and central Portland life. These are the neighborhoods they've been inhabiting for like 50 or 60 years, probably even longer than that. So I don't know. I never spent a lot of time up that far. I was always into the downtown scene because that's where I could sell my cards. So I've never been to this park. I've never been to this Kmart, but I do know that that is not anybody's neighborhood in the Proud Boys. It's not anybody's neighborhood. I mean, maybe a few people in Antifa, but they literally just like went to someone's neighborhood, probably a neighborhood full of people of color, and just started fucking shooting each other, which is just fucking crazy. So, okay. So what happened was there were some Antifa guys. There were some there's Proud Boys, right? Proud Boys, their philosophy is purity of race. They do hate women because they just see them as like breeding animals. And so there is that subjugation of women, but it's not exactly the kind of racism you're expecting. Their leader is, I think he's Black or Latino, and they do have Black or Latino members of the Proud Boys, but I've talked to the Proud Boys. I've seen interviews with them. They say that they're not going to fuck with you if you keep to your own kind. That's what they're trying to, that's the order they want to keep. That's what they're trying, the will they're trying to impose on our society is they want to make sure nobody dates outside of their race. Now, I'm sure that that's probably what they're saying, but at the end of the day, what they mean is only white people should be breeding. But I don't think their philosophy's allowed to get that far. You know, they have this thing where they're like, okay, we need to make sure everybody's staying with their own kind. But then they also have a thing where they're like, but we just get to beat the fuck out of anybody we don't like also. So they're just kind of like angry thugs. And it sounds very KKK to me. It sounds very eugenics to me when you talk about who's allowed to breed with who. That just sounds like, that sounds like some fucked up shit. Like I said, eugenics, like where we decide that a certain kinds of people are the best and we just want to engineer it so they're the only ones who continue on our gene pool, which all of which is stupid. Like, I think that scientists have proven over and over again that the more you diversify a gene pool, the more different kinds of people you have in it, the better it is, the more healthy those people will be when they're made up of diversity. But okay, I'm getting really far off. Okay, so Antifa started shooting the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys started shooting Antifa. They exchanged some shots. They beat each other up. People were calling the cops, and the cops just didn't show up. It took them an hour, hour and a half. And when they were asked for a statement afterwards, Oregon State Police said they had a trooper present, and then the sheriff spokesman, Chris Liddle, said the office notified the Portland Police Bureau it had deputies staged at the Justice Center downtown to protect the jail. So instead of going to where the fight was, they went to the jail. Okay. And they just guarded the jail. They did not guard any of the members of this community, which were not part of this fight. You know, some, like, people were eating. People were going about their days. And these two groups just showed up and started throwing down. Okay. So, asked for comment afterwards about the fact that none of the cops had fucking shown up to do their jobs. This is what the spokesman said. He said, in the event of a major emergency, like officer down or mass casualty, our deputies would respond, as we would expect any agency to do so. Okay, so that means he's saying if there's a major emergency, like one cop shot or a lot of people killed, we would show up. So, first of all, one cop shot is worth a lot of people killed. Second of all, mass casualty. Mass casualty is three plus. So basically they're like, okay, it was two guys shooting at each other, not enough dead bodies. Were any cops shot? Oh, no cops were shot? All right, we're just going to show up later. We're just going to take some names afterwards. That's not really our problem. You know, like the guys that we hired to handle that quit and like we just didn't feel like hiring new guys. So we're just going to guard our jail. We're just going to make sure that you don't fuck with the prisoners we already have, and we'll just let you guys work it out. It really reminds me of in the 90s, cops, when they would quote unquote investigate gang shootings, they wouldn't investigate them at all. And they had this phrase for it, NHI, no humans involved, because the cop's theory was, if the gang members killed each other, their jobs would be much easier. And it just seems to me like the cops are doing the same thing for Antifa and Proud Boys. No humans involved. Not our problem. If they kill each other, it makes our lives easier. Okay, so in conclusion, Portland cops are not doing their jobs anymore. They're just treating anybody who throws down on the street as a criminal. I don't know. I know I defined the Proud Boys earlier, but Antifa is anti-fascist. They're against fascism. Fascism is when you have one person who dictates to everyone what they are able to do and not do. And with fascism, you don't have courts, you don't have judges, you have a ruler, you know, like Kim Jong-il was a fascist, Hitler was a fascist. There weren't a lot of courts or judges. He just had firing squads and cages and camps. That's what fascism is. So Antifa are against fascism. Proud Boys have a breeding plan for all of us. Forced breeding. That's their deal. Antifa is against people telling you who to fuck and how you can live and who is legal to be alive and out in the world and who is not. Antifa is for freedom. And Proud Boys are going to make you, honestly, when you think about a forced breeding program, that means that, like, to some degree, there's going to be rape, right? If you're forcing people who don't want to have sex with each other, or if, like to have sex with each other, that is enforced rape. That is something that the Proud Boys are into, is they don't really care how you feel or what you want. They care what you do. And their one through line in all of their entire philosophy is rape. I'm going to tell you who to fuck, and if you don't do it right, I'm going to kill you. That does not sound like freedom to me. And again, Antifa, anti-fascist. Fascism is the one where there's a dictator. And mask mandates, not fascism. Walmart deciding that you have to wear a mask when you enter their store, that's corporations having freedom to do what they want. That's actually freedom. Mask mandates. I mean, you're also not allowed to assault people. And if you think about it, COVID, coughing on someone has become an assault. It's dangerous to get close to each other. And we try to limit a lot of dangerous activities in our country and in the world. So I know that there are some people who don't believe in COVID. I know that there are some people who are never going to believe that Antifa is peaceful or that they want justice and they want to continue our way of life. But if you look at the Proud Boys, I really feel like anybody who opposes them is going to look good. So that's what happened in Portland from an old Portlander. I hope that I was able to explain exactly what happened, and I hope that it gave you some insights. That's my thought of the day. Please subscribe to me if you thought this was interesting. You can also find some of my funnier thoughts at snarkycards.etsy.com. And I will give you a taste of that on our way out. Okay, so today's newest snarky card of the day is, Dear Mitch, I like you. It sucks that you're gonna die, but I'll be fine. Sincerely, Elisa. Because nobody makes cards for a friend who's dying. And recently I had a customer tell me that when her friend was dying, people would send her good, get better, get well cards. And it was just like so insulting to send a get well card to someone who knows they're not going to be alive this time next year. Like, it's just fucked up. So she sent them my cards instead, and they really enjoyed them. And that made me think, oh, I should make cards for when you have a friend who's dying. We all have friends who we know are dying. That's just life. I mean, now that I'm in my 40s, there are a lot more of them, but yeah, people die all the time. So I have a series of I'm sorry you're dying, or it's kind of sucks that you're dying, or I'm okay with your death cards. Look forward to seeing those on snarkycards.etsy.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.